With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The total solar eclipse crossing North America, darkening skies along a path through Mexico, the United States, and Canada. In Texas, total eclipse has been reached in some areas. Looking ahead, National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell says northern New England remains one of the best places to view the eclipse.
Particularly from northeast Vermont, northern New Hampshire, and most of Maine. Those places look like a pretty solid lock to be able to see the eclipse pretty crystal clear. Then the other spots that have the best chances are from around central Arkansas to southern Indiana, but those areas will likely have some high clouds, but in that case, the high clouds won't be obscuring the eclipse completely. They'll still be able to see some of it.
Huge crowds with a party atmosphere have gathered along the eclipse path. Totality will usually last up to 4 minutes, 28 seconds in certain spots. Also at SRNNews.com, former Representative John Campbell of California is urging never-Trumpers in the GOP to rally around the former president for the good of the party and the country. Bob Agnew with that report.
Campbell says he didn't vote for Trump in his own state's primary.
I was hoping for somebody other than Donald Trump.
Now Campbell says he will be voting for Trump in November.
And trying to convince everyone I know to vote for Donald Trump in November.
Because Campbell says despite things he doesn't like about Donald Trump,
he is leagues better than Joe Biden, who is the worst president of my lifetime.
Former Representative John Campbell was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
And on Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow up 14 points now. The NASDAQ composite ahead 10 points. This is SRN News. The number of abortion clinics in this country is going down.
There were approximately 380 clinics doing business in the year 1982. Now there are less than 230. The Pew Research Center has been tracking the decline of abortion clinics for decades, and it has been a steady one. In fact, fewer institutions of any kind are performing abortions in the U.S. these days. However, that fact has to be considered in light of the surge in abortions carried out by women at home using drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Indiana Court of Appeals has given a small victory to a group of residents suing the state over its near-total abortion ban. The three-judge panel agrees with the plaintiffs who claim the ban violates a state law protecting religious freedom. However, the decision has no immediate effect on the case, and it may be challenged in the Indiana State Supreme Court. That could happen within the next 45 days. This is SRN News. Key talks between the U.S. and China have wrapped up in Beijing.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the Biden administration will push China to change an industrial policy that poses a threat to the U.S.
China is now simply too large for the rest of the world to absorb this enormous capacity.
Wrapping up 4 days of talks with Chinese officials, Yellen said officials had had difficult conversations about national security, including American concerns that Chinese companies are supporting Russia in its war in Ukraine. But the focus of her trip had been industrial policy and what the U.S. and Europe describe as manufacturing overcapacity in China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Greece's minister in charge of police has announced plans to set up a nationwide network for domestic violence. Shelters will be set up in every precinct in Greece. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.